You are listening to episode 82 of the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. The next wearable tech, the Thunderbelt. Welcome to the Furlough Bros Tech Podcast. This is episode 82 of the yet-to-be-named podcast show. My name is James Furlough. My brother is not here because he is off in Cabo this weekend having fun. So instead, I have with me a very dear friend, David Perry.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for joining me. So I know David through Hewlett-Packard, so we'll be giving all sorts of insider secrets this week. No, we won't, because we both want to keep our job.
But you should buy HP Original Ink.
Yes.
Just a little plug there.
Exactly. And toner, by the way, too, if you like to go that way.
If you have the time.
Yeah, definitely. So, again, my name is James. I do work for HP. However, during this podcast, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions. David, would you like to give a similar disclosure?
I agree. I concur.
Well said. So this entire thing is off HP's record, for sure. If you would like to chat with us online or, you know, wherever, you can reach me on Twitter. My handle is at James Furlough. And where would you like people to contact you?
Hit me up on Twitter, at Dutch726.
Dutch726. Perfect. We will have them do that. So as you guys know, every week we talk about technology and the continuing corporate opera. As Matthew likes to say, it is the soap opera that is corporations' dealings back and forth, the people working for them, their marketing campaigns, and the technology they are developing, and so much other random stuff that we like to talk about. If you like that, you can find us at furloughbros.com. You can also follow us on Twitter at furloughbros. We're on Facebook, Google+, all that fun stuff. You can subscribe to this entire feed, or we do break this podcast into shorter clips, so they're in digestible chunks for you to enjoy. So we should check that out. But on that note, we should talk some tech.
Which
there was a little bit of stuff happening this week, for sure. And believe it or not, the very first piece that I read this week was one that you shared on Monday, having to do with printed pages and touch screens. So what's up with that?
I think there it's interesting. So people keep trying to figure out ways to make the printed page more digital, linking the digital bits to the analog physical paper and being able to kind of click on things and touch things and be able to go from a piece of paper that can recognize images and links and that sort of thing and be able to actually touch and use them, which is pretty wild.
Yeah, which is – I'm okay with that if it means more people – print. But I mean, you know, like, you know, we step aside from the fact that that's how I get paid. you know, I agree with you. I think that there is this huge need and divide to kind of connect these two worlds that we have, which, you know, for the most part are separated except for an HP printer.
Yeah, I think this one's interesting. There's a lot of R&D that's happening, you know, in many companies to kind of how this works. And, you know, it's pretty pretty standard technology of like using a webcam and using a projector to kind of look down at the piece of paper, do optical recognition to recognize what the heck's going on with that paper and then be able to do cool stuff with it. But I think it's interesting to be able to you know, for example, older like textbooks or something like that, or books that could recognize images in like a kid's textbook, and notice that that picture is a picture of Mount Krakatoa or something like that, and then you press you can press the button and it would show you videos of Krakatoa exploding or something like that, or something awesome happening a little
more. That's a very specific example there.
I just thought I'd throw that out there. My daughter's having volcanoes.
That's cool. As it should be. I like it. So in this one, like you said, it was very like it was very rough, right? And I think I remember at the end of the video, they were like, so the next thing would be nice to have people actually use it for real things instead of like doing, you know, just kind of lab demos. Do you think that this is something that's actually going to happen? Or, you know, is this like, you know, maybe 50 years in the future, this might be cool?
No, I think it's going to happen. HP already has one stuff out there that can link augmented reality photos to paper and be able to detect the photo and that sort of thing. So I think that technology will naturally evolve in being able to recognize things on your environment. So not just paper, but objects and items and things in your house or in the world, and be able to link that to digital content.
That makes sense. So, do you think, you know, obviously they're using a huge apparatus, but for me, this really gets interesting when you're talking about linking and recognizing objects when it is, let's see how general can I keep this, something on your body that kind of goes with you the entire time and allows you to just, it's detecting where you're looking at something, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I think it'll happen in a couple different ways. I think the camera in your pocket, the camera that has a computer behind it, enables all sorts of technology like that. And so when you're talking about like mobile phones and tablets and that sort of thing. And then I think the other way to think about it, which is way Fujitsu is showing this off, is kind of like a light table, kind of a la Microsoft Surface, where you're putting it on some pedestal stand thing, and it's got a camera pointing down on it and can recognize those shapes and that sort of thing, which is not super portable, but
not today, but no. That's okay. Huh? Yeah. Okay. No, I thought that was pretty cool. Something that I'd love to play with it. I think that would be fun.
Yeah. I think it'll be interesting on like, being able to, I like the idea of kind of looking at physical objects and using that to kind of like go back and forth easily between digital and physical. So they were showing like you could literally draw and select and clip a picture or a video or a bit of text. And so like if you had in your workspace, you know, like hey, I want to capture this piece of paper, you know, I could just hold it up and then capture it, and then it'd be in my presentation or document or whatever.
Right. Yeah, that's kind of similar to I was playing around. I was using iTunes, and I got a gift card for something. And that was exactly how it worked. It was like, just show us your gift card. So I was like, okay. And I just held it up, and I went, done, got it.
On the Mac, right? In iTunes?
Yeah. And it just, you know, registered it, got the numbers, and you know, applied it. And, you know, and being able to do things like that where it's just – very simple.
I saw that just recently happened, right? I think like a version or two ago. Because I saw that and I was like, oh, that's weird. Because you can just hold it up and
it was awesome. That's what it was. But I see that as an example of like what you're talking about, right? Where, okay, yeah, sure, you have that. And maybe there's, okay, I don't know if we want to go down this route, but oh, you want to buy something, here's my credit card. Boom. You know, get all the information off of it.
There's a middleware library for mobile app developers called like card.io, and it's literally scan the front of your credit card so you don't have to enter the numbers, and developers can use it, and they just hold up your credit card and it'll scan the front of it. It works a little janky. It's like you have to catch it in just the right light and make sure your numbers aren't worn off like mine, kind of thing, that have been in my wallet forever or whatever. So,
yeah, I guess that's true.
But it's pretty cool.
Yeah, that is cool. I'm excited to see where, you know, where this heads in the future, I guess. Because I think there's still just a ton of space to play there.
Agreed.
Do you think here we go. Okay, we're gonna toe that line, okay? There's a line and we're gonna dip our toes just onto it. So you think this is anything that HP will actually be playing in and, you know, contribute to this space?
I think so. I think HP's been working on that. We put out like live photo, right, that allows you to
link
content to that, and HP's I do think so. Without going into a lot of detail that would probably incriminate myself.
It's just you and me. It's just a conversation. That's it.
Yeah, we're not online.
In the internets.
So, in the internets. It's me, you, and the internet.
Yeah, that's it.
No, I think this is an interesting space for HP to go from the physical to the digital and digital to the physical. Mm-hmm. I'll leave it at that.
Fair enough. But and that's what we've been doing, right? We do a lot of the digital to the physical, obviously, via printing. And I think, there's a ton of opportunity going the opposite direction too. More of a content management, really.
Yep.
But yeah, I agree. And it's cool to see all these different people working on it, because that, you know, competition is good in my book. Even if it is against my company, I'm okay with that. But again, I do not represent HP or any of HP's opinions. Just make that very clear. But yeah, okay. Cool. Very cool.
So James, did you see that demo of Oculus Rift where somebody built a orbital treadmill or an omni treadmill? You got to watch that video.
Omni treadmill.
Or you should figure out a way to stream it somehow in the Google On Air thing would be. Can you even do that?
All right. So it's a we can figure out how to do this. It's not impossible. Let's see.
For those listening on the podcast, will be awesome. Imagine I'll have James give his color commentary while he's doing it.
Yeah, no, it'll be. We'll just crank the volume.
Well, it's mostly the game sounds.
Oh. So there's this guy in a treadmill. He's wearing goggles. He's like holding a gun.
Yeah, I think he's wearing some it's some like crazy mouse thing.
So he runs to move around.
Yeah so he's wearing crazy. That Oculus Rift. That's the AR virtual reality. Headset that was on Kickstarter, and then they have this. This treadmill that's like a circle with a kind of waist thing that prevents him from running off the treadmill. And then that's what moves him around, moves him forward and backward. And so he's literally running.
Oh, and it can tell when he turns too.
Well, the head on the Oculus Rift, you can tell when your head turns. So when he turns his body and his neck, it'll turn the...
Oh, okay. So it's tracking his head, not his hips necessarily.
Right.
But whatever.
But because it's so like pretty high immersion, right, he literally turns his body that way.
Yeah.
Anyways, that'd be one way to get video game nerds in shape if they have to run every time they're... they're playing their Halos or their Call of Duty.
Oh, my word. Yeah, all of a sudden all these guys are getting in shape. They're just like, oh, yeah, I put in 5 hours today. Just running around. Wow, that's pretty impressive.
Supposedly the guys that built that treadmill or whatever are trying to put together a Kickstarter so they can then kickstart this treadmill controller thing. So then you can just get deeper and deeper into your augmented reality. The future is now in video games, James.
I like it. It's coming.
Running
so that's
around
why I'm
with
holding
the head
out for that moment, right?
For the full immersion.
Yeah, exactly.
They just need to add like electrodes and shock pads, so when you get hit, you literally just get, you know, 50,000 volts roll through you or something like that. Just
yeah, there you go.
Teach you a lesson. Just keep going. That's the next step. That's the next step right there.
Oh man, you know it will be too. It will get there. Now they'll probably go in another direction in terms of sensations first.
Yamahama.
Yeah. Now that's pretty sweet, and it looks like it doesn't take up too much space either.
No.
Which means you could actually have it in your living room.
I think you should do it and then hook it up to your mouse wheel. So when you're browsing the internet, you have to run to move down the page and then backpedal to go back up.
That would be trouble.
You get your workout in.
Dude, Facebook be all over that. Just a more immersive experience. Yeah, just literally hang out with your friends.
I thought that was pretty crazy. But I don't think you're gonna get the girlfriend wife vote on that thing if you're sitting in the living room with a cage around you and a big old visor and she's in there hanging out with you while you're running like a hamster on a wheel with a helmet,
just like huffing and puffing.
Yeah,
oh, I love it. Especially once they start adding, like, you know, the voice part to it, and you're just shouting out commands and telling people to go places.
I feel like that's kind of like a Steve Carell 40-year-old virgin kind of thing, where it's the guy that never got a girlfriend that has lots of money and just has that set up in his living room. Because I'm pretty sure people that are married or have girlfriends can't buy that stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. It's funny, though.
What
doesn't stop
mean?
Me from wanting to.
I would want to try it. I was thinking it would be cool to go to like PAX or E3 or the Consumer Electronics Show or something. Try that. I don't know about buying it, but I would definitely want to jump in the middle of that and try it. So.
Yeah, that would be cool. I wonder how. So obviously, for first-person shooters, this looks like it would work really well for those. Do you think like what do you think it would take to get it to go for sports? Because that's my natural inclination, right?
I think use of like the Kinect camera and that sort of thing would be good. But the problem with sports is you actually got to impact something. I think it's the biggest problem with like the Kinect camera, that sort of thing for sports. Like when you kick a soccer ball, you're actually impacting a physical object, and kicking the wind is kind of weird, you know, or swinging a golf club, or, you know, playing like Tiger Woods on the Xbox. If you don't even, you're not swinging a golf cart club, but your hands are pretending, you don't have the weight of the club in your hand, or, you know, I don't know. I think for sports, it's a little weird because it feels like you have to have the object, you know, throwing the football or catching the baseball or hitting the baseball or, because I don't know about you, but like playing Wii Sports or whatever and or the Kinect and pretending to do the golf swing always feels weird to me.
Yeah, that makes sense. And I guess, you would need a little bit more room and you're typically doing more than, well, maybe not for golf, but for some of that stuff, you're doing more than just kicking a ball or, I don't know. There's more movement, I think, instead of just running around, maybe. I don't know.
Right.
Huh. I like it, though. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think it's taking the next step. It'll be interesting to see how that Kickstarter does. I mean, I think that actually could be a cool... I mean, we were just joking about it, but it could be a cool, like, nerd gym. You know, instead of a spin class, It's a 32-player Team Fortress competition, 16 versus 16, running all over the place.
Business idea born right here on the internet.
Copyright trademarked.
That's it. When this goes on to Kickstarter, we'll just order 32 of them.
Furlough Bros have already trademarked that.
Oh, it's going to be brilliant. Yeah, I don't know if I mentioned this, but anything you say on this podcast, the idea belongs to us.
Yeah.
Just so you know.
The cool thing about doing augmented reality and virtual reality is you could just have an abandoned warehouse. There's no need for window appeal and window dressing because it's all virtual reality. So you could just have a burnt out tool shed with 32 of those in there. Doesn't matter.
Yes, actually, in some ways, I think that would make it better. Actually,
just like welcome to the Thunderdome.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
Well, you,
oh man, that would be fun.
Matthew, you can thank me later when you guys open up your first augmented reality treadmill Thunderdome.
Treadmill Thunderdome.
We already named it.
It has a certain ring to it.
We already named
it's
it.
Done.
Copyright trademark.
That's it. Oh, that's funny. That is cool to see that. So they haven't done the Kickstarter thing yet. They want to do that?
I don't think so. If looking at the article, I think they want to. They're fixing to. What did it say?
Yeah, because that would be interesting to see where the price lands on that bad boy too.
Well, the Oculus Rift was like $300 or $400 for just the headset.
Well, yeah, and I know that like those tread pewters, the treadmill desk computer things, those are often a couple grand just for that. And so I would imagine it's probably somewhere in that neighborhood, be my guess.
Trying to look up on their website what the word on the street is. Victorix is currently prepping a Kickstarter campaign to launch the Omni. The Omni is the first Omni treadmill that is affordable to all household consumers, fits in a living room, and above all, it allows the user to walk freely in naturally virtual environments. And they have pictures of them playing Skyrim and Crysis. I'm going to have to go look at these later. This is amusing.